How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and here's this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Marikana, A Decade Too Long, Time to Pay. It was a strange media week where international news trumped local news, actually. The biggest story across South Africa this week was the horror of Marikana. It is 9 years later, and the families have still not been properly compensated. Questions are left hanging in the air like bodies that once lay on the ground. Why does everything take so long? Marikana is a constant noose around Ramaphosa's neck, and even though he wasn't president at the time, he is now, and he should fix this mess where the compensation has taken almost a decade to resolve. During the past 7 days, there have been more than 41,000 mentions, with an engagement exceeding 150,000. Why does everything take decades to resolve? A decade is too long. From one horror story to another, I watched as human beings climbed onto the outside cavities of aircrafts, hoping to escape Afghanistan. I was both heartbroken and incensed. A foreign country took control of Afghanistan more than 2 decades ago, and now they have left the country in the hands of a more readily armed Taliban. I was even more horrified when I realized that Americans have been led to believe that the Afghans actually chose the Taliban after 20 years of being held by US troops. In addition, they have been led to believe that the repressive Taliban and their horrific actions are based on Islam. Firstly, this is not Islam. This is politics. Please don't confuse the two. Islam treats women and men equally. Politics and culture don't. I've spent many hours on Facebook trying to explain that a hijab is a personal choice in Islam and is only necessary for prayer. The level of ignorance surrounding my religion has left me so sad and defeated. Google will help those of you that are confused. I promise you that if Muslims were like the Taliban, you wouldn't be around right now. There are 1.6 billion of us. This is a political game, not a religious faction. There is an animation, and I urge you to watch it, called Team America, and never before has it been more accurate than in this situation. America, you should be ashamed. You killed your own people, you killed Afghans, you destroyed a country, made it a hub for terrorists and opium, and some may say there were 2 sets of terrorists in Afghanistan, and 1 left this week. America, you have armed the Taliban and added to the already heavily supported Iranian force. You remember that war on terror? Well, here it is. Here are the real terrorists. They're in U.S. military uniform under the guide of Biden and many previous administrations. Women have been left to fend for themselves with nothing but the will to escape. And where shall they go to? Have you checked the map? Refugees will now be confronted with 3 options. Pakistan, Iran, or China. Not a great choice. This is beginning to sound like Syria. You know the story, the one where humans don't matter but arms do. Shame on you. USA must pay. Decades too long. Back home, it was politics all the way. Carl Niehaus was in court, and he was very upset that there were armed guards at the court. How very dare you, Carl? Imagine how we felt when there were armed terrorists on our streets a couple of weeks ago. Insurrection has consequences. Ace Machashile was charged, but no one will tell us what he's charged for. What's that all about? Will he pay? These are decades too long. The media dropped files on the VBS looting that stopped any EFF tea party after the cups were filled. Floyd Shivambu has been heavily implicated as the media proved a massive link between Shivambu and the looted bank. So the next time Julius asks you to find a gogo he wants to help, please send him the VBS client list. Then he can pay back the money. In other EFF news, the party won't participate in the Speaker of Parliament vote. Are you bored yet? I am, but I'm forced to go there. Madam Speaker, Mapisa Ngakula was appointed this week. My word, she has more portfolios than I can point a stick at. She started off as the Minister of Defence, which was a grave insult to our country, and now she is replacing Thandi Madisa as the Speaker of the House. Didn't we see how dangerous this position can be? I mean, at one stage, Baleka Mbete was holding the country ransom, and now we have a woman shrouded in many allegations of corruption, appointed to one of the most highest and most influential positions in our land. Come on, Mr. President, we deserve better. The ANC are struggling to pay staff, and they've asked them to be flexible with regards to payment of their wages. Are you kidding me? I abhor organizations that make employees beg for their salaries as if it were a gift and not a contractual obligation. The CCMA is one thing that works in South Africa. Go en masse, guys. The ANC must pay. I suppose we should talk about Zuma as much as it bores us. Apart from pulling a shake, Zuma remains in hospital with his unidentified critical medical condition that requires multiple surgeries while his legal team works for their money. They got paid. Concord has said Zuma has no chance of the international courts assisting his ridiculous plight, but that doesn't matter, does it? He has to date not served a day in jail. Apparently, in his very sick state, he said that he would take Mandela down with him in the arms deal testimony. Hey, Jay-Z, we don't care. The last time we checked, Mandela is sadly no longer with us. You can trample all over his legacy because we would expect nothing less from you. That's how you roll. We want our money back, but we know that Jay-Z won't pay. So all of this is moot. Nothing to see here, folks. Just decades of mismanagement and a country left to rise from ashes. COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy is a big thing. Enter Dr. Susan Fosler. She claims the vaccine risk is higher than that of the virus. No wonder the vaccine sites are so empty and that people have to be incentivized with discounts at game and a free cup of coffee at Wimpy to get their jab. Yet while I write this, KZN infections are rising so fast that the third wave has done a second upturn. This means it's not a wave at all. It's more like a roller coaster. Want to know why this happened? This doesn't need a scientist to explain. This is due to the coup attempt. What else did we expect? Who among those terrorists that crippled our country will pay for the lives that are lost? No one is the answer. No one will pay. The real instigators of the insurrection have not been jailed or charged. Duduzani and Duduzile are still drinking sweet tea as they wait for daddy to come home. Then the story crept out of the woodwork. Are you ready? Apparently Cape Town is looking for a divorce. They don't want to be part of South Africa anymore. They took a poll, you see, and in the poll over 90% voted to leave South Africa. I wonder if Khayelitsha had internet access to vote in that poll. In fact, is Khayelitsha even considered part of the Republic of South Africa? Well, it is, but is it now considered part of the Republic of Cape Town? The gall of it. Fix your own mess, Cape Town. You are not a shining example of SA. In fact, you are a showcase of pure disparity. The haves versus the have-nots. That is the Republic of Cape Town in a nutshell. Leave if you like and take your mess with you. Your poverty, your homeless, your ganglands, your taxi wars, your racism and infrastructural issues and even your mountain. Go on then. We dare you. What will happen when you don't have the ANC to blame? Let's see how much better you do. And as if to prove my point, Steinhoff's Visa and Yester are fighting over a wine farm, and Pumzile Van Dam has the audacity to say that South Africa's infrastructure trumps that of Norway. Get on with that Republic of Cape Town, guys, and we'll fix the country without you. I have some really good news, and I'm so glad I have this story to end the week, because I was really getting gastric reflux from the news media. There is a man who saved Christmas amongst us. Last week, I spoke to you about the impact of another man, Mike Sharman, and the impact he had on the bankrupt Sascock and their failure to incentivize the Olympians. This week, I read that Santa Shoebox had run into some trouble in Gauteng. They couldn't find a warehouse to distribute the shoeboxes that are so welcomed by the underprivileged kids in Gauteng over Christmas. All it took was a quick shout out to Pepe Marais, and just like magic, Pepe saved Christmas. The logistics, mechanics, and space have been resolved, and Santa's shoebox are on track to deliver Christmas just in time for Santa. These are the stories that should be dominating our news media. Thank you for making South Africa the magical place that it is. We salute you, Pepe Marais. Oh, and if you missed it, Caitlyn Jenner is running for president. Who'll pay for that one? I'm Tonya Currie, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report.